Can the people of Carmel explain to me what is going on that they think it's okay to spend almost $500,000 on three pieces of art?
Come on.
Have you guys read about this or seen this? This is from our friends at Fox 59. They're talking about it. Absolutely just blows my mind.
In some Carmel roundabouts, it's causing quite a stir. These three new pieces of art cost the city nearly $500,000.
Fox 59's Brian Bondas went to see how people actually feel about those statues and why they're there in the first place.
I thought it was stunning.
No one in Carmel is without an opinion on the new roundabout art installed along Hazeldale Parkway at 116th Street, 126th, and on Main.
I just think it looks super cheesy.
The three pieces cost the city $487,000.
Oh, what?
Whoa!
How much? $487,000?
Carmel, that's not what we do with
our
money.
I get it. We've got money in that area, but geez.
And another 10 grand to install.
Okay, I can handle that. 10 grand's not terrible.
Do you think it's a little bit of a waste of money? I don't see the point in them.
I think it adds a lot of class to the city.
You're 90.
Listen up, Grandma. Carmel.
I think it adds some class.
Carmel is already too damn classy. I hated going into Carmel because I felt like I was like bringing too much of my white trashness in there.
I love Carmel, but
I know
this is
you
stupid.
Do, but I just... Look, I went to the Jimmy John's in Carmel by this dog bark park
was
or whatever.
Was it bougie there?
I think it was. It's like, welcome to Jimmy John's.
What?
I
it was French.
A bougie Jimmy John's?
I've never
saying
seen
French bread.
French.
That's what they said. Like, would you like this on a French roll? I'm like... Sure.
Hurry up with my damn croissant.
Class to Carmel. City leaders say the artwork helps with safety by directing drivers' attention to where it needs to be.
Wait a minute.
Doesn't?
Wait a minute. Does anybody do you guys know what a roundabout is, right? Like it's just a circle and you get off different ways. If you're probably like the 90-year-old lady that we just heard, like liking the art and needing that to see, then you should not be driving if you don't understand that you don't go straight. Like, you should not be
on the
road.
And if you're looking at art, how are you paying attention to your driving? I am so confused, Carmel. So confused.
Make you aware that you're not going to go straight through there, so they make you aware there's a change in your path, and you need to pay attention when you're driving.
Yeah, whatever.
That's the lady that's been in a roundabout for a day at a time, like, help!
Going around in circles.
Help me!
That's also me, though, to be honest. I mean, I do hate all the freaking roundabouts around Fishers and Carmel. I hate driving in roundabouts.
Was the roundabout created in Carmel?
I think it was.
A fun fact here?
They need to have that like on the sign, like, welcome to Carmel, home of the roundabout. But like, here's the thing. $500,000, honey, put it towards a new Chick-fil-A. You can never have too many Chick-fil-A's. That could have gone to something else so much better. Like, there's so many things that I can think of that we could have put down there that like would have been so much better than that stupid art.
Chick-fil-A is art.
Go ahead.
That's right.
Chick-fil-A is art, by the way.
Oh, it
National
is.
Landmark.
That's glorious.
I lost count.
John Davey is the man behind the installation of most of the art you see in Carmel roundabouts. He says this year alone, he's installed bricks, concrete, and modern art at 16 different locations.
I'm not hating on John, by the way, because I think the art's kind of cool looking.
Yeah, here's the thing. Art is definitely, like, it does make a city look better. It makes it more interesting, whatever. But that is so expensive.
But, I mean, good for this John guy. I mean, get your money. Get
and
what you're worth.
I don't think that art is that, like, cute. Like, here's the thing. That art reminds me of the like opening theme of Sesame Street. It's like rainbow kids on bikes. I'm pretty sure that was like part of the Sesame Street theme song.
What, do you think he took it from Street?
You know on Sesame Street's like the silhouette drawings of like kids running around? You know what I'm talking about? Can you imagine? Like, remember?
Yeah, okay.
That's what the art looks like.
I think it's cool. Like, I really like the baseball thing. That's one of the things there. I don't know if that was the most expensive piece or what.
You know, a lot of people... Think it's great. A lot of people don't. You know, it's just you're never going to satisfy everybody.
Carmel City leaders say they invest in art to raise property values and enhance streetscapes. But some residents say those colorful investments would be better somewhere else.
You know what raises property value? More Chick-fil-A.
They need
more
not one,
Chick-fil-A.
But two.
They need nine. And also, why is there not a Chick-fil-A in Fishers? Can I just tell you that I love where I live. I love my apartment. I absolutely love
moving.
Fishers. But... I almost didn't because there is no Chick-fil-A in Fishers. You have to go to freaking Noblesville or Carmel.
Do you realize where I live in the East Broad Ripple area? There's a Chick-fil-A right there.
I hate you.
I'm lazy. You guys know I'm fat and lazy. I'm willing to walk to this Chick-fil-A because it's right there.
You won't.
I know, but I could. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Candace. I listen to you guys every morning. Chick-fil-A is bomb, and I could not be more excited about this roundabout topic because I complain about stuff like this all the time.
Oh, good. This is a complaint segment. What do you want to say? Hello, caller.
In the last 2 years, I live out in Greenwood. They have built 2 new roundabouts in Greenwood, and there's always these big art pieces in the center. I got into an accident in a roundabout because you can't see around the art pieces.
That is a good
point. So you can't see the people coming from the other side. So it's really more of a safety issue. Not to mention, if you're gandering at the art, you're not paying any attention to the people coming through the roundabout who have the right of way when you're supposed to be waiting.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, I agree.
Boom. All right.
Candace for president.
Yes, or mayor or something.
Make
all right, cool.
Indy great again with Candace.
And listen, if anybody needs art done, Alex and I will do it for a fraction of the cost. You just have to give us Chick-fil-A.
And pipe cleaners and glue.